Massive character to do that away, especially at Stockport. Huge crowd behind them. Says a lot about the dressing room at the moment and where they are. And in the end, probably looked like the team second half, who were the only going to be one team going to win it, I think. If we've been given a penalty in the first 10 minutes that we did, you know, everybody in the stadium, you know, could see it was a penalty. Alex had nipped the ball around him and he's just took him out. I can't see for the life of me how we didn't give it. But, you know, these ones tend to have a habit of evening themselves out. So we took it on the chin and, you know, disappointed the goals we gave away, but resilience and as I say, the second half, they don't look like being one winner.
As we said a little bit on Saturday, first half again tonight, not playing your best but still getting results.
Yeah, that's a great habit to have. Again, look at the opposition. They move the ball in that little 20-minute spell, middle of the first half, very well, Stockport. And I just think we just gave them a little bit too much space to be able to do that. The gap between the back three and the front two was way, way too big. And then the more you give people like Phil Jevons, Battersby, people like this who can play football and will hurt you with one or two little one-twos and some neat little flicks, that's what was happening, and that made us more nervy. So a learning curve still for the back three and or the back five, and then also the midfielders in front. They've got to make sure the gaps are closer. We want to try and create gaps going forward, but when we're not in possession of the ball, make it very tight, be hard to beat, so you can press as a unit a little bit better.
Yeah, how important was it to get a goal back before half time?
Yeah, I think vitally that was the important one, to push and get one. I think the one we had, you know, off for offside as well was very, very dubious, and you know, I'd be interested to look at that one again. I don't think that's offside. So, you know, overall, I've got to be satisfied with a 2-2 away at Stockport, but even more so now from being 2-0 down.
And with that, Nick Rushton was obviously offside, but Phil Marsh probably not.
No, Phil Marsh definitely not. Yeah. No, but you know, the reason we do that is because he comes back from an offside position into the field of play. He's not affecting play. Robbie's flicked it on and Marsh has come around the back and put it in. I can't see for the life of me again how it can be given offside.
As we said after the game on Saturday, Darren, as well, Nick Rushton always gets goals.
And, you know, in the penalty area, he's ice at the moment and he's full of confidence. And, you know, to let the lad then run into the goal mouth and then stop it and then put it in as he's running into the back of the net just shows how he's feeling in front of goal at the moment. And on the other side of that, I think Marsh is just a little bit the other way. He needs one like that. He needs a goal where he can run from the eight halfway line and take the goalkeeper on and put it in to give his confidence a little lift. He had one where he was on the half turn towards the end of the game, just a penalty spot, and his touch just let him down. He's not quite flowing the same in front of goal that Rushy is. But what you need is people that are scoring goals and creating chances, and we're doing that. And at the moment, we're lucky that Rushy's taking them for us.